Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. Welcome back for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. Man, I'm going to tell you what, we have got a show set up for you today. A lot of information going to be coming at you. A lot of rodeo talk, a lot of big things happening. I'm telling you, I'm so excited, I can't hardly stand it. We've been getting some big information coming in down the wire. We want to pass on to you guys, you the fans. This is going to be an epic event that we're going to be bringing the information to you on today's show. So make sure to tune in. Looks like we have got a pretty packed house here in our chat room. We got to send a big old shout out to all of our fans tuning in right now through Making8.com. Man, what a good day today is going to be. It's Thursday, and how about it? I mean, we're only just a couple days away from the weekend. Most of the fans, I know a lot of you guys are heading out to some rodeos and some bull rides out there as Cowboy Christmas is getting started. And, yeah, pretty exciting stuff going on out there. Obviously, we had a pretty good show yesterday, had an opportunity to talk with Shane Hanchy. Tie-down roper on his way up to Calgary, and hopefully he does real well up there. We also got an opportunity to talk to some of our friends back home, Junior North Carolina Jones calling in to give us a hard time, and I'll tell you what, we sure do appreciate him calling in. It's great to hear from some of our friends from back home. But man, I'm telling you guys, to start things off, I have officially made the announcement that I'm going to change my workout program. Zumba is killing me, kicking my butt, and that's the truth. I've done 2 days of Zumba, and I'm like, oh, yeah, man, I'm flat wore out with that stuff. And I'm like a 2x4, you know. It's not very easy to make me bend at the hips like I need to. So I got to get some work up. Man, you know, I need some dancing lessons for sure. I did see mentions yesterday posted on Twitter. Fans were suggesting that maybe I get a pole and work with that. Yeah, not going to happen. But I can certainly tell you that, yeah, we're going to end up changing our workout. We obviously are getting back in shape for some big things coming up. And, yeah, really big things. I'm telling you, I'm fired up. We've got some things happening right here with Making8.com. Every day is one step closer to making this thing really take off. And I'm glad that you guys are a part of it. I really am. Yeah, I see that some of our fans are actually kind of looking down on us. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Now, I'm not saying that I won't pick Zumba back up, but I'm just saying that I have to work on my flexibility first, because like I said, I'm like a 2x4 that's been taking the blue pills. I just am not flexible. You know, you ain't getting me to bend them certain ways. But it's definitely been fun. I look like a goofball out there, you know, that's for sure. It's a good thing that I can do it in the privacy of my own home. But yeah, talk about whoopow. I'm telling you, we're getting it on. And we're doing it for good cause. I mean, I'm fired up. I'm excited. And I'm seeing some great comments. Yes, I know it is all in the hips. But them hips, I'm telling you, I just can't. I need to drink. I need to drink alcohol, not just water. So, anyhow. But, yeah, we are working on some things. We do have a workout program set up. And I've been spending a lot of time in the pool. Like, I've gotten really, really sunburnt yesterday. I think I almost fell asleep there. I was so relaxed after that workout and then going to the lounge in that pool. I would say it was cool, but yeah, the water temperature is pretty warm right now. It's kind of like bath water. So, but man, I'm telling you, what a show we've got set up. Cowboy Christmas underway. Some big things happening that we're going to talk about here on our show. We have gotten a few press releases. We've gotten a few little bit of information that we're going to be passing along to you guys. Hopefully, you'll be able to get a grip and stay tuned right here on Makin8.com. We're going to take our first break, fans. When we come back, it's down to the rodeo bull riding action. But before we go, I got to remind you guys, go check out Makin8.com, Rawhide Rodeo TV. Go check it out under the video network. You can find it right there. Check out some of the videos that are going on with our good neighbors across the border. Obviously, Joe Scully, a good friend of ours, big supporter, has actually lined up and started up this Rawhide Rodeo TV. And, man, I'm telling you what, it's pretty exciting to be able to sit back when there's not a whole lot of rodeo going on or you're just sitting there at your desk at work. You pull up some great video action, and it is a lot of fun to watch. So go check them out, Rawhide Rodeo TV. All right, guys, guess what? It's Cowboy Christmas, so we got the music to set you off. Here we go on a Thursday, the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Running out of time, the rodeo had ridden him right down to his last dime. He got bucked off back in Denver and missed the short go again. And now he's wondering how he'll make it home before it all begins. There'll be a cowboy Christmas going on. Ropers and wranglers wrapped up for everyone. There'll be country cooking on the stove, tinsel and light, eggnog and mistletoe, kinfolk from all around coming home. There'll be a cowboy Christmas going home. Between Phoenix and Cheyenne, got a roping bag for Bobby, a new guitar for little Ann, picked up a Sunday dress for Mama and a Stetson hat for Dad, bought a rocking horse for Tommy and Brother Bill a pair of chaps. But there was one little hitch in this getup. He had all these presents and no ride home. He looked down at his watch and was about to give up all hope. You see, it was almost midnight, less than a minute away, when a jolly man in a red suit pulled up and said, "Don't worry, partner, your house is on my way. And if you can hang on for 8 seconds, that's all it takes to get there on a sleigh." Now there's a cowboy Christmas going on. Ropers and wranglers wrapped up for everyone. There'll be country cooking on the stove, tinsel and light, eggnog and mistletoe, kinfolk from all around coming home. There'll be a cowboy Christmas, cowgirl Christmas, that's right, cowboy Christmas going on.
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Makin8.com, so get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com on a Thursday afternoon. Wow. Yeah, that's right. I'm telling you, a lot of things in the works. But you know what? I was thinking, you know, I was looking for some good music to pull up here, get everybody in the cowboy Christmas spirit. And you know, I played that song, and it's actually more or less a Christmas song, but it really, I mean, if you listen to the words to that song, it actually pertains to kind of the stories that go on out here on the road this time of year. Guys go out there, they spend a lot of money buying gifts for the girls, buying gifts for their kids or their family while they're making a little money during this run. And sometimes they end up spending everything they got and don't have enough money to get home. But it all goes back to entry fees and everything else as well. And obviously that run is a big one. So I love it. I love it. When I heard it, I said, you know what? That is what Cowboy Christmas is all about right here. And so we're gonna put that song out here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows. We'll get you in the Cowboy Christmas spirit. And I'm telling you, there are a lot of guys out there that certainly have it. If you guys are watching Twitter, you guys are watching Facebook, you see these guys are just excited. They are just loving what's going on out there right now. And hopefully you are too as fans. I mean, this is the time for you guys to get out and go hang out with some of these guys. Spend time with your families as vacations are getting underway. You know, there's no better way to spend a family vacation, I can promise you. Anyhow, getting down to it, saw on PBRNow.com this morning. I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but I know that there's going to be some fans that are upset by it. But apparently CBS is going to be taking over the last two broadcasts, the last two events for the PBR, Built for a Tough Series, and going to be broadcasting them there on CBS. Obviously, it's going to be edited. You're talking about probably only about an hour and a half worth of video footage compared to the 2 hours or so that we would see on Versus. So we're going to see some edits. We're going to miss some bull rides and things like that. I know the fans are not going to be happy about it, but it also gives us an opportunity to be able to watch it on the local networks and, you know, hopefully gear up for some new fans that will be coming in. And, of course, we've got the PBR finals that we'll be looking forward to getting into right there. So, yeah, that was the news that I caught this morning, that CBS will be covering the last two events. You can find out more information on PBRNow.com. Also, I got word yesterday, Rob Smets has confirmed that he's going to be at the Legends deal that's going on there at the PBR Finals in Las Vegas. So, you know, that's going to be a really cool deal. I know that I'm looking forward to getting out there with those guys. Hopefully be able to run into him. And speaking of Rob, I do believe that he is in Malala, Oregon, for a huge event up there. He goes up there every year. Of course, he's actually from Oregon, so he goes up there, spends time with his family. It's a good time of the year for him to go home. And, you know, last year we had an opportunity to talk with him a lot while he was up there. We'll see if we can't catch him. Maybe we can find out how things are going up there this weekend. I have to see if we can't get him on our show. Yeah. So, anyways, that was a little bit of information that I saw confirmed yesterday that came across the wire. Also, looks like Matt Beaumont is making a pretty strong comeback. He's actually won a little bit of money after injuring. I guess he broke his jaw back in April at a Touring Pro event. Has spent some time off. Now he's back in shape. Said he feels really good, and he's actually out in Australia with those guys. So. I know that he did make a qualified ride this past weekend, I believe, giving him a little bit of money. And, yeah. He is back in action, and it's kind of good to see. I know that he's trying to make a strong run for getting himself back on the Built for a Tough Series towards the end of the season. So, and Denise has posted a great comment, and they're going back to the PBR being broadcast on CBS, you know, and it is the same way. Obviously, the fans that are here with us today are so high-strung about having that interaction. You guys are usually listening to the LEC anyway, so you're going to see or hear most of the rides that happen outside of, you know, what we're going to be able to see on covers. And then you're going to go back and watch it. It's just one of those things that normally happens. That's what most of you guys do, you know, after sitting back watching. Sometimes we just have to understand that there's a better goal for it, you know. And obviously to be able to broadcast it on CBS, it kind of gives more light to what's going on out there in the world of rodeo and bull riding. Now, I also saw, talking about stepping up and getting out there a little bit, that the CBR has actually got an all-bull iPhone app. So you guys can actually download it for you fans that have iPhones out there and keep up with what's going on there through CBR Bull. So make sure to go try to pull that up if you have that. That's exactly it. I see that most of the fans out there are posting that, you know, you do listen to the LEC most of the time when it works. Obviously, they had had some issues this year with that, certainly. And I wish they'd just go back to making things simple. You know, they're investing too much money for something that's not giving them the quality that they deserve to have. I hope that that's the case, too. That was my first instinct when I saw it. It's a great comment coming in from Miss Lisa, that hopefully the CBS will have a better coverage than the NBC. I agree with you there. I know the NBC did not put on very good coverage of the events that they did broadcast. Hopefully CBS will. I haven't got confirmation if Versus is going to be replaying it, but I am sure that they actually will, and so you'll be able to see it in it. I don't know. Usually they end up tagging the CBS logo on it as they're broadcasting it or re-airing it. So, we got a lot to talk about here, though, guys. I'm telling you, some big things are happening in the world of rodeo. Big, big things. Not quite sure what happened there. I meant to just turn it down, but I don't know if it's working right. There we go. You know, I got to tell you, though, this is huge. Big things are happening in the rodeo world. And I got confirmation yesterday that Rodeo China is going to be the biggest payout event in rodeo history. And I was amazed at when I saw the dollar sign. Could not believe what the dollars are that are coming in. We're talking about an overall purse for this one-week event, $8 million. That's what is going to be paid out to the contestants for Rodeo China. $8 million. We're talking about for seven events, they're going to pay out eight holes. This is absolutely huge, rodeo fans. This, in the words of Chad Ochocinco, is epic. This is epic, an epic event for rodeos. And I, for one, am fired up. I don't think that this thing is going to just branch out and reach out to the fans in China. But this is also going to reach out to the fans back here in the U.S. and remind them of what rodeo is all about. This is big. And, you know, there's so many people that are involved. And I'm looking at an actual storyline that came in from Calgary, from the Calgary Herald, talking about this event and how much the Canadians are now getting involved with this. I believe that there's going to be anywhere in upwards of half a dozen contestants from Canada that are going to be there. But they're talking about, you know, contestants from New Zealand and Australia. So this is not just going to be American athletes competing in this event. And we see it here in the U.S. We see a lot of these guys, you know, from Australia, from Canada, you know, down here competing in the U.S. to make the money because that's where it is. Calgary Stampede, that's coming up this week, huge payout. But we're talking about an $8 million purse, fans. They are looking to pay 8 rounds. The first place in each round will pay $25,000, and they're going to be paying 8 places. And the first in the average is going to pay over $75,000. Now, we saw Rodeo Houston pay out $60,000. This is big. I'm telling you, you know, I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe what they are actually paying out. And this is, you know, this is an invitation deal. Now, these guys were getting invites. This is like a Rodeo meets Mortal Kombat type thing, where this I wouldn't say it's a secret board, but I would say that they've kept things on the quiet, you know, that they are going to, you know, that they sent out these invites, and now they waited, you know, they've gotten all these applications, they've gotten all these people that have said yes, that we would like to be there. And then they're going to sit through and go through and make sure that everybody is lined up, that they got the right people in place for each, you know, for each event. And they're going to be bringing the best of the best to this deal. I for one, am just excited about it. I could not believe what we got. Now, they're saying that within the next month, we should have a list of the contestants. And I am telling you, it's going to be big. We're looking to get as many of these guys on board with us. We talked with Shane Hansen yesterday, who submitted his application. Now they have to sit back and wait and see if they actually got accepted. But, yeah, it's going to be very, very big. And, you know, we're talking about guys like Jackie Chan are involved in this, the U.S. Embassy, the government, you know, Hillary Clinton. This is big. This is going to be a huge event. You know, I really think that fans are going to have the opportunity to see this thing. From what I understand, it will be broadcasted on the World Wide Web. So this is going to be an opportunity for you guys to watch these rounds, watch what's happening out there. Man, you just can't say enough about it. I don't know what else to say other than stay tuned to Making 8, because we are going to be bringing you a whole lot of action. We're going to be bringing you the information that we get as we get it. You know, as we get it in the form of a press release, we're going to be passing it on to you. I just know that there are so many fans that are, you know, looking for something. It's going to be huge. It's going to be absolutely huge. I don't know, you know. I mean, this is an epic event. This is not just your average rodeo. I mean, we're talking about these guys are competing for an $8 million purse, you know. That's, you know, you break it down, that's over $1 million going to each event. Going to each event in the rodeo, into your tie down, your saddle bronc, your bareback over these 8 days. Now, I was seeing in there that, you know, that it's 8 days, and I'm not sure. The 3rd through the 10th, to me, added up to 7 days. So I think they're going to have a 2-day event, you know, have that final short round or whatever on that 8th event. But it's going to be 8 rounds. I will tell you it'll be 8 rounds. And that is huge to be paying out, you know, over $1 million in each event. From what I understand, Gabby, that's a great question, and we're going to get a lot of these answered here in the next month. Making 8 is actually in the works. Our good friend here, Mike, with Short Go Radio, has also been in the works with us. We are both in connection with Rodeo China. We're both working on getting the information as quickly as we can so we can pass it on to you. But to my understanding, that the bulls will actually be shipped in. That them, you know, they're going to have to bring in the livestock. They're going to have to bring in, they're going to also have to bring in the horses, the horses for the contestants, you know, and in your timed event, in your barrel racing, and in your tie down, and things like that, you know. So they're going to bring in these animals. So, yes, to my understanding that they will be bringing these the stock in. Now, who is it Who's coming in for it? I don't know. Who's going to be the announcers? I don't know. Who's going to be the entertainment out there? Who all is going to take a part of these 8 days? Not real sure yet. But this is not going to be a sanctioned event. This is a this is considered, in American terms, a open rodeo. This is not sanctioned by the PRCA. It's not sanctioned by any particular one. But it is going to be open. There are going to be athletes from every one of these guys, every one of the big associations, not just in the U.S. We're talking about, you know, in Australia, in Canada, possibly Brazil. We may see some of these guys really step out and make these events. I'm not real sure how it's going to play out yet, but like Mike is saying in our chat room, the Cowboy names, you know, should be released next week. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. I know that I'm going to be tuned in every day trying to get as much information as I can from these guys so we can get it passed on to you. But that's what we have so far. To my understanding right now, that's it. An $8 million purse for this 8-round event. You know, they're looking at anywhere. I believe it's going to be actual 15 competitors that will be competing in each event. And then it will be streamed live, so we will have an opportunity to sit back and watch this event from Beijing, China. That is huge. I cannot wait to see what the fan response is. You know, and I will tell you this, if you go to RodeoChina.com, they do have a contact us page where you can drop over and drop emails and stuff. I will tell you that Macon 8 would love to be there, to be able to get interviews with some of the athletes during those 8 days, that we would look to be able to interact and even maybe try to build relations and have some interviews with the fans over there and get their perspective on the American heritage sport of rodeo. How cool would that be? And then we would be able to broadcast that on the air and then have you guys interact. I think that would be huge. So just a suggestion, food for thought, drop them an email and tell them about some of these things. They're still in the development stage. I know that the producers, the American producers for the event in Rodeo China, are actually going over to Beijing this next week. They're going to be gone here for the next week or so. This is the time to start putting thoughts in their head as to how they can make this thing big and what they can do to really build these relations. This is going to be bigger than any rodeo we have ever seen, though. I'm telling you, it's just going to be huge. So make sure to stay tuned to Macon 8. Make sure to stay tuned to RodeoChina.com. And like I said, if you feel a little froggy and we want to get the word out there, we really do. We want guys to know about us, you know. We want them to know that we are helping promote them, you know, and get you excited about this event. Hopefully they will have an open line, you know, some sort of area where we can communicate, we can chat, we can talk amongst ourselves, kind of like we do with the Macon 8 video broadcasting, you know. Really hope that they can make that happen. But this thing is huge. Definitely one of the biggest things that I want to talk about. If you guys have questions or that's exactly that, you know, Lisa made a great statement right there. Now, I will tell you this. I do not know how it's going to be broadcasted. We're going to work on those things. We're actually working on getting those answers for you. But as we find out, if they do not have like a Ustream type deal, then you will be able to go to Macon8.com, check out the live event center. We will try to get it where we can broadcast it through Macon8.com and have an open chat room so we can sit here and chat and watch this event, watch this epic event. And that is some great comments coming in, too. The production, you know, the amount of money that was invested for this event is huge. But I'm telling you, and I don't know where the entire payouts come from, but, it, you know, they have gotten some big-time sponsors contributed to this deal. And they are definitely making this the biggest rodeo event in history. This is an epic event, and we are going to have an opportunity to watch it. So make sure to spread the word. This is going to be something that we're going to be able to sit back and watch week in and week out. I can't say it enough. I can tell you right now, I'm going to try my best not to book any kind of events, any kind of viewings, because I want to make sure that we are focused. And even if we don't get to China, we will certainly be able to sit back and talk with you guys on a weekly basis on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show during the week. We'll be able to sit back and talk about some of the results, some of the things that are happening during the event. And I don't care if they put it on at 2 o'clock in the morning because of the time difference or whatever. I will be watching that event. I do not care. I'll set my alarm. I'll go to bed and sleep all day so I can stay up all night and do this, you know, because this is a part of rodeo history. This is a big, big milestone. Wow, it looks like we've got some of our fans. I see some of our fans are at work tuning into us, and I got to say a big old shout-out to you guys. We're pretty happy to have you all here. I mean, this is great. That's why we have our Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows. We want you guys to be able to get a grip on the rodeos that are going on. Like I said, Cowboy Christmas is here. A lot of rodeos, a lot of bull riding action going on. Calgary Stampede going on, getting underway. We've got Malala, Oregon. There are some huge events going on all across the U.S. Obviously, Texas, Oklahoma, the two of the biggest states for rodeos, you know, but they're all over the place. They're over in the South. They're over in the Southeast, North Carolina, you know, and each association has their own version of Cowboy Christmas. So this just really opens the door for these athletes, for these bull riders, for these rodeo athletes, you know, to get out there and make some money. I'm trying to catch up here to see what's going on. We will definitely pass on any of the information that we get for you guys. We want you guys to be able to get it on your calendars, make sure to get this thing set up. And I'm going to tell you right now, you don't see a whole lot of hype going on outside of the Rodeo China website or MakingEight.com. We are one of the first to start bringing you this action, to start relaying these messages to you. We're getting the information coming in, and we've got some pretty reliable sources on the inside. Thanks to our good buddy there, Mr. Mike with Short Go Radio, you know, who actually just fell off our chat room. But I will tell you that he is here, you know, helping getting us involved, that we're getting that direct connection on the inside, and as we get this information, we will be able to bring it to you. So continue to stay tuned to us and get the word out there. Hey, there is an epic rodeo event going on in China, October 3rd through the 10th. This is huge. So make sure to stay tuned. We're going to take another break here, fans. When we come back, we got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on board here, got questions, comments, always willing to take your cowboy logic for the day, be happy to hear from you. Do want to remind you guys, Short Go Radio coming up this Sunday, 5:30 Central Time. Make sure to tune in as Mike is going to have Mr. Terry Don West on board. Going to be a huge opportunity for us fans to get to hear from Terry Don West. I know this is a guy that I personally have not heard from in a while, so we will be working on making sure that we're there to tune in. So, hopefully you will be too. Right there, Short Go Radio, you can find it on Makin8.com. Make sure to stay tuned, guys. We got more rodeo, more bull riding action coming your way right after this. Stay tuned.
About 200 years ago, they signed that declaration, telling everybody in the whole wide world they're going to start a brand new nation. From that day on, the 4th of July, it's been a holiday to the rich man, poor man, and everybody else but the cowboys in the RCA. Oh, well, I get on the phone and I call the airlines, the rental cars and Greyhound stations, 'cause I've entered about 13 rodeos out across the great big nation. Got the car tuned up, the tank's full of gas, I got money in my hand, and if I ain't overdrawn by the end of the week at the bank, I'm a lucky man. It's the 4th of July on the rodeo trail, and it'll drive you insane. My wife's worried home by the telephone, I'm on the road again. It's the 4th of July on the rodeo trail if I ever make it home, I swear. I'm gonna hang up my hat, put up my rig and sack, and for a month I'm gonna stay right there. Been on the road about 3 days now, and I haven't had a minute's rest. There's dark circles all around my bloodshot eyes, and my face is now a whiskered mess. Boy, it's sure like a bath and a home-cooked meal, but for now I must be satisfied with this double super-duper half-cooked burger and a side of grease-soaked french fries. Well, the week's nearly over, and I wonder to myself, will I ever make it home alive? When a bronc fell on me up at Calgary, when he slipped trying to make his high dive, and the plane and the pilot that we rented looked like surplus from World War I, and I thought many times about suicide, but I haven't found myself a gun. It's the 4th of July on the rodeo trail, it'll drive you insane. My wife's worried home by the telephone, I'm on the road again. It's the 4th of July on the rodeo trail. If I ever make it home, I swear I'm gonna hang up my hat, put up my rig and sack, and for a month I'm gonna stay right there.
Johnson of CatJohnson.net with Making Eight. Let's book.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right. We're on the backside here on a Thursday afternoon. And tell you what, only about 20 minutes left in our show, but I got to tell you, I'm just about out of things to sit here and talk about. I'm looking for your suggestions, your questions, your comments, and, of course, always your cowboy logic. Looks like we got Miss Barb jumping in here a little late, but she is here with us. Glad that she's able to jump on board with us on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show live right here every Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock Central Time, which would be 12 to 1 Eastern Time. And I don't know what time it is over in Europe. I'm pretty bad about my times over there. But, hey, we do have our European bull riders here hanging out with us as well. And, you know, I was thinking this is a great opportunity for you guys to really see what happens with these events. And who knows, you know, if Rodeo China really sets off, maybe they'll have Rodeo Italy. Maybe they'll have Rodeo Germany, you know. I think that this could be the start of something really, really big. Is there going to be a payout? Will there ever be an $8 million purse like this again? I don't know. Who is going to be able to step up and break that, you know? Man, I'm telling you, I think that it's amazing. I guess it's around quarter to seven. So it's, about 6:42 over there in Europe right now with our good friends Jens and Daniel. And, yeah, he is in the chat room. Great. Man, it's so good to see all you guys. Like I said, the other day we actually got word that we've got fans tuning in from Italy as well, which I thought was really cool. And, you know, got to send you guys a big old shout-out. Thanks for supporting us right here back in the U.S. For our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. And, you know, this is an opportunity for you guys to get your midday meals, you know, or get your afternoon meals. Find out about what's going on in these rodeos, you know. You know, it's while we're here. We want to sit back and find out about what's going on in your area as well. We want to get the fans involved. So you guys make sure to, you know, you guys make sure to keep spending more time. You know, when you're out at these events, let us know how things are going. Make sure to give us some good insights. Give us some good topics of conversation, you know. I've had some really good conversations over the last couple of days, and we've got some great shows lined up. We're going to be bringing on some other, you know, fans or some other athletes as well. We're going to bring on some battle racers. We're going to be bringing on some producers that are coming up. And, you know, like I said, I know the Short Go Radio, that Mike has got some big events coming up this weekend, obviously, like we were just talking about before the break. You know, Terry Dunn West, man, you know, that's going to be a huge interview. I haven't really heard a lot from Terry Dunn West, so this is a cool opportunity to be able to sit back and hear from him on a personal note, be able to get back in here, maybe ask him some questions, find out how things are going. Most definitely. Make sure to keep staying tuned and keep spreading the word about us. I know that our European bull riders are really rocking over there. We got to get it growing here in the U.S., you know. We've launched some major campaigns over the course of the past year. You know, this year so far, 2011, has been really big for us, and we're only midway through it. I'm telling you, this summer, this month, July, we are going to be launching some huge, huge things for the rodeo industry, and really excited about those things that are happening. We've got some major guests that are going to be jumping on board here on our show, some guys that you guys will want to be tuned into to find out more about these rodeos, find out more about the rodeo, the bull ridings that are going on. Shut Up and Ride Tour, debuting their event, their first event. And apparently I'm mispronouncing the city. They're in Texas, New Braunfels. If that's the way it's supposed to be pronounced, if not, somebody please correct me. But New Braunfels is, you know, that we're Shut Up and Ride is going to be launching their first event. Making Eight is going to be there. I will tell you that Making Eight will be in New Braunfels, Texas, the last weekend of July. We talked about trying to get to Thackerville, Oklahoma. Doesn't look like it's going to pay out for us to be there when we could be putting on and launching, you know, helping get the word out about this
new event that's going to be launching. It's going to be a Rustock event. They're going to have saddle bronc, bareback, bull riding, bullfighting. You're going to have a freestyle bullfighting competition as well as a protection competition during the bull riding. So it's going to be big. Shut Up and Ride Tour, Dewey Porter's putting this event on. It's going to be something that we all are looking forward to. And, you know, hopefully you as fans will be looking forward to it as well. We're going to be out there in Austin, Texas area, in San Antonio area. You know, so, yeah, it's going to be pretty neat. I'm excited for it. I'm excited what Making 8 is going to be doing out there, and what we're going to be doing for the fans out there. You know, it's going to be huge. And we're going to let you know more about them as we are allowed to. Some of the things we're still keeping on the back burner, but I'm telling you, we've got some big, big things happening. You know, that is a great comment Arb is posting out there. Some events have been getting canceled. Looks like that they may be canceling one out there in California, Touring Pro event. These are hard times for everybody. Getting these sponsors and things like that, it's going to be big. It's disappointing. But we, as fans, are going to have to really jump up and start making some things happen. And thanks for posting that out there. Wesley Silcox winning the Extreme Bulls up in Greeley. You know, Mike posting that out. We appreciate it there, amigo. It's not just a California thing, Barb, that you're posting out. I mean, these events are getting canceled throughout because there's not enough attendance out there from previous years. That's why it's so important for us to get out this time of year and really start supporting these rodeos that we're passionate about. Because unfortunately, they're not going to be able to host as many of them, you know. But yeah, events are slipping. There's rodeo associations all over that are struggling to make events happen. So when they do happen, we have to take advantage of them. We have to get excited about them. And we're looking, Making 8 is looking for new ways to do that, to get you guys excited about these events, to get you guys out there and get you guys involved. Not just spending your money, but it really, truly finding the true meaning of the rodeo heritage and what it's all about. Shut Up and Ride, I think, has got a really good thing going. You know, obviously their title pretty much puts it in perspective that this is a time for you to just, you know, do your job. Get out there, shut up, make the rides. You know, don't talk it. You know, get out there and make it happen. I believe they've got $1,000 added for each event that'll be paid out. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting deal. I, for one, am looking forward to this event. Like I said, and you guys can look forward to Making 8 being there and being able to have some fun with us and hang out with us. We are definitely looking forward to that. Looks like Miss Gabby's going to be jumping out, and glad that her and Miss Lisa were able to jump on here with us. So, you know, I don't know if Miss Lisa's going to end up taking off as well, but I do know that Miss Gabby said she's taking off, and hopefully we'll see her again tomorrow. And it looks like we've got some of our fans heading out to the Folsom Rodeo this weekend. And, you know, when you guys get back on Monday, let us know how this event went. Good, bad, or indifferent, let's talk about it. You know, that's why we have our lunch hour shows. We want to give you guys an opportunity to voice your opinions on what you think. Do you think that they could have done things better, you know? And it looks like we've got a couple of our fans that are going to be out there in Folsom. That's excellent, you know. That's what it's all about. That is what we need. And you guys are such diehard fans, and we're so proud to have you guys a part of us and what we're doing on a daily basis. You know, I know a lot of you guys may get tired of sitting back here hearing us talk on a, you know, day in, day out. But it really is nice to hear you guys sitting back and talking about these rodeos. It gives us insight. We can't be everywhere at once. So we're, you know, looking for you guys to give us this information and tell us what your thoughts are on it. You know, You guys are the reasons why these events continue to happen. And if you don't like an event or you don't like particular things that happen during the event, then you're not going to be apt, you're not going to be excited enough to go back to the next one. So we want to find out what it is so we can try to fix those and get you guys excited to where you're going to go to every event that you possibly can. So anyways, we're breaking things down. We're down here in our last 10 minutes here, guys. We do have some cowboy logic for you today. Now, yesterday we had to really kind of spit it out at you. We had like 60 seconds left on air. So obviously Miss Melanie here in our chat room hanging out with us, enjoying her summer vacation and spending it right here with Making Eight. That has been really giving us a lot of great cowboy logic, and she's got some real good stuff today. Her cowboy logic is this: the best changes often start as a single, simple thought. Think big and discover how to make your dreams real. And, you know, that's what we're doing right here at Making Eight, you know. And we want you as fans to be able to do the same thing. And let's all come together and figure out how we can accomplish those dreams, you know. Let's be unselfish. Let's take that opportunity and, you know, work on helping somebody else accomplish their dreams. I bet you you're going to be more successful in accomplishing yours by doing that. So great cowboy logic for the day, Miss Melanie. Thank you very much for posting that out there for us. We're talking about Salinas Rodeo coming up as well. Unfortunately, we had hoped to be out there. That is such a huge event that goes on. Salinas Days Rodeo is coming up here in just a couple weeks. And unfortunately, we are not geared up to be there for that just yet. But we have got some big things happening. And I'm seeing some YouTube videos that are coming in across with JB on Bushwhacker. Excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Man, that is awesome. I'm going to have to go back and watch it here. I've got it pulled up now. But thank you for that, Miss Lisa. Let's see. Oh, looks like, a lot of you fans are getting out to these rodeos. This is the time that you guys need to be doing it. You know, Mike, that's a great question. Mike with Short Go Radio posting in our chat room right here, who's actually in our chat room today. Usually he's on the phone lines, but it's great to see him here in our chat room, posting a great question in here about who I think will make the most of Cowboy Christmas, Shane Hanchey or Tuff Cooper. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to say they both are, you know. I think any cowboy that's up there in that top five, top ten standings in any one of those particular events are striving hard to make each day count in Cowboy Christmas. So, you know, I can't say for sure that one's going to make the most of it more than the other. I really think that, you know, it's anybody's game. But then Shane Hanchey or Tuff Cooper. You know, when you're looking at Shane Hanchey, you know, Shane's actually outside. You know, I believe he's around the 25th to 30th range. He's about 15 slots out of the top 15. He's got to make some big money happen. But it all comes down to the health of your horse. The physical aspect for you, because you're going out on the road for, you know, you're only getting a few hours of sleep a night because you're traveling so much. You know, the health of your animal and your draws, what you're getting drawn at these rodeos, you know. So, you know, for Shane Hanchey, Tuff Cooper, I really think that it comes down to, where these guys are going to be, what they're going to be drawing at these events, and just what kind of physical condition that they're in. And I really think it's anybody's ball game. Shane says that he's right where he wants to be. He's in a good spot right now. Last year he had a pretty rough July, but he had a really good August. I think that going into this, you know, you take one rodeo at a time for either one of these guys, and you're going to see some big things happen. So am I giving you a direct answer? No. You know, because I hate to make a prediction on something like that, you know. There's so many outside factors that play into effect when it comes to Cowboy Christmas. And I think it's just going to come down to the luck of the draw and just how you're hitting the road, how you've planned your cowboy Christmas, you know, as far as your drive time and how much downtime you're going to have in between these events to be able to catch up on sleep and what you're going to do during that downtime. Are you going to use it effectively, you know, to get the rest that you need to be ready to go out there and compete the next day at that next event? So that's just my thoughts on it, Mike, but that's a great question coming in there. Shane Hansie, Tuff Cooper, man, both those guys are really strong competitors. And you know, although Shane's a little bit further outside, he's got a lot more ground to make up to be in that standings. Tuff's going to have to hold on to that. Otherwise, he's going to be one that falls back. So, but there's so many factors that play into effect. You know, there's so many outerlying factors, like I said, that it really can be anybody's ball game. And just because you have a rough July doesn't mean that your August can't give you enough to get to put you right there in the standings. So, hey, you know, it's hard to say. It really is. But anyways, guys, that's going to wrap up our show here for today. Tomorrow, I believe we've got a pretty good guest lined up. I think you guys will enjoy it. So make sure to stay tuned tomorrow as we bring you more of the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Got to thank all of our fans for jumping on board here with us today. Hopefully we didn't talk your ear off, but we wanted to get the message across to you guys about some of the things that are happening. Rodeo China, big, big things. Short Go Radio coming up this weekend, going to be a huge guest, you know, with Terry Don West. A lot of cool things happening. Rodeos are going on. Cowboy Christmas is underway. Lots of information coming at you. PBR making some things happen, you know. CBR trying to get some things in the works. They've got a big 4th of July weekend coming up this weekend. And as always, the fans are the ones that get the benefit by being there. All you got to do is get up out of your chair and go enjoy the time. You won't be disappointed. Let me know what you guys think and how your weekend plays out. Make sure to keep tabs with us, you know. Keep your tweets out there. Keep posting, you know. Tag us in your Facebook comments. Tag us in your pictures. We want to know how things are going in your neck of the woods for these rodeos on this Cowboy Christmas month. So until tomorrow, though, rodeo fans, I want to remind you guys, make sure to stay tuned. Get a grip with Making8.com.
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
And we needed to make a special request to some of your friends down in the States.
Yeah, we're going to send a shout-out to the Making 8 Connection, Scott Misek. That is with www.making8.com. You can also pick up the Ross Hill Show there, the Rob Smet Show, Back on the Ranch. We've got a bunch of different internet blog talk radios. So
okay.
Scott Misek for tuning in and listening and shouting out. We got you a song coming, bud.
All right. What should we request them?
You know, there's only one song that stands out for Florida, and that's going to have to be John Anderson, Seminole Wind.
Perfect. It's on the Breakfast Request Fest. Thank you to everybody down in Florida for listening and all of Ross's friends. I just looked on his Facebook. Ross Hill, pretty popular dude. He's got over 1,500 Facebook friends. John Anderson, Seminole Wind. It's on the Wolf.
Show me. soul. And in the name of blood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligators and the gulls.
Fresh Country and the best Southern Rock and 99.7 The Wolf. John Anderson and Seminole Wind for all of Ross Hills' friends down listening in Florida.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.